This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi everyone, this is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from the 2018 NBAA Business Aviation Convention in Orlando, Florida. I'm here with Stefan Fima, Vice President for Marketing and Product Management with Bendix King. Stefan, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
So I hear Bendix King has a new concept where they're offering avionics as a subscription service rather than a purchase option. Can you tell me a little bit more about the program?
Sure, absolutely. So basically, if you think about avionics today, pretty much we all just go out and we buy avionics and then we pay somebody to install the avionics in our airplane. And, you know, we spend a fair amount of money up front to then upgrade our airplanes. So what we're doing here at Bendix King is we're offering a brand new way for people to acquire the use of avionics, right? So rather than purchasing the equipment and then paying somebody for an installation, what you do instead is that you pay a monthly subscription fee. And that monthly subscription fee is all-inclusive. It includes the avionics equipment. It includes the installation services performed by a Bendix King dealer. It includes any hardware repair or warranty during the term of the subscription. It includes software. It includes any databases or charts and some airtime, depending on the product. So basically, everything you need for the avionics, all wrapped into an all-inclusive subscription fee.
What are some of the prices you're looking at for the program?
So, for example, let's take one of our popular products, AeroWave. AeroWave is a satellite internet communication system that a lot of owners of turboprops and small jets will put into their aircraft. If somebody were to go out and buy AeroWave at list price, that AeroWave system would cost somewhere between $28,000 and $35,000. Then they would spend somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 to have it installed. Alternatively, they could pay us a subscription fee of $499 per month, and that would include everything, including the equipment, including the installation, any repairs or upgrades to the unit, any software updates, and 1 hour of airtime per month, all included in that fixed fee. Much more affordable.
And what kind of subscriptions are available?
We have a number of offerings. You can either choose a 5-year subscription plan or a 10-year subscription plan, depending on what you'd like to do. You can choose on either one of those terms. You can have either a plan where you pay by the month, a fixed fee per month, or you can pay per flight hour. So based on the number of hours that you fly in the aircraft per month, then that tells you pretty much how much you're going to pay for that month. And so what we're finding is that for individual owners who own the aircraft for personal use, they tend to want to do more of the fixed fee per month. Whereas people who are flying the aircraft for business or they actually are generating revenue from the aircraft, like a charter operator, they prefer the paying by the flight hour. And that's actually really interesting for them because typically they're earning money by the flight hour, and so they like their expenses to be by the flight hour as well. And so if you have to put in a whole avionics upgrade into your aircraft that otherwise might cost you, thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars before you're done, now you can convert that into a per flight hour fee, and it makes it that much more affordable.
What kind of prices per month are you looking at with this?
So for example, AeroWave that I mentioned, $499 per month. I can give you a couple other examples. So for example, let's take AeroView Touch, our upcoming certified flight display. That product is $12,495 at list price. And after you include the harness, installation, databases, and charts for 10 years, that whole purchase might cost you a little bit more than $18,000, right? That same system for $419 would include everything. That means no money down, just $419 the first month, and every month thereafter, and you get the system, you get it installed in your aircraft, all the databases and charts and everything else you need for 10 years.
And what avionics systems is this available for?
So this is available for a broad range of our products, including AeroView, AeroView Touch, XView Touch, which is our experimental flight display, some of our transponders, and AeroWave, and we'll even do a full panel, put it all together into a full panel for you, and give you one subscription price for the whole thing.
How long have you been offering this program?
So this is brand new. We've been working on it since April of this year. We formally announced it in July of this year, so it's still very, very new.
What kind of customer experiences have you been coming up with this?
So, let me give you one example. We have a customer in France. This is a regional airline called Twinjet. Twinjet has a fleet of Beechcraft 1900Ds that they've been flying for a while. And they needed to comply with ADS-B mandate. They also needed to upgrade to more modern avionics. And for them to do that and have to actually buy the system, they were looking at a very significant price tag, right? Between the equipment installation, perhaps getting the equipment STC'd onto the aircraft, the installation costs and everything else, that was going to be a very significant price per airplane. So much so that it wasn't clear that they would even be able to do it. So we met with them and we gave them basically a per flight hour fee. And that made the difference between them upgrading the aircraft or not upgrading the aircraft. And so now they're getting brand new avionics, they're getting ADS-B compliance, they're getting all sorts of new capabilities that they didn't have before. And they're only paying for it as they fly the airplane.
Let's say you get a 10-year subscription, mm-hmm. and 5 years down the line you end up selling the aircraft. What happens to the subscription then?
Right, exactly. So the owner has a couple options. One option is they could buy out the subscription. You know, we prorate the amount that remains in the subscription, and you can buy it out and then just sell your airplane just like any other aircraft. The other option you have is to assign the subscription to the new owner. The new owner picks up the monthly payments and then goes on his or her way, and that's it.
Well, Stefan, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AppWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.